A Coat of Varnish by C.P. Snow. Part 1.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. About 8:30 on a July evening, Humphrey Lee was walking along the side of the square. It was very hot for London, and hot enough for most other places. It had been so for weeks past. This was the summer of 1976, and that day the temperature hadn't dipped below 80, and stayed there still. Through the trees in the square garden, the houses opposite gleamed in the light an hour or so before sunset, the clear white stucco fronts as unbroken and unyielding as the heat. Humphrey Lee was walking slowly. As a rule, his pace was light-footed, but not smoothly coordinated. He remained an active man, although he'd retired from his official job the year before. There was nothing conspicuous about him. He was tallish, 5'11" or so, not one to pick out in a crowd. His face was seamed, lines from nostrils to mouth, and a single line across his forehead, but that made him seem observant or amused rather than grave. Most people meeting him would have guessed him to be years younger than he was. A young man and woman were coming towards him, and called out that they would be seeing Humphrey later that night. He was not walking slowly because of...